Hello, this is John with Saul's message for Saturday, March 14th, 2020. Today he is talking about the coronavirus and, of course, about our awakening. Know that love is the antidote to fear. As you are well aware, the coronavirus pandemic is giving rise to much fear all across the world. While daily life becomes increasingly difficult for most people due to government restrictions on gatherings and travel. Know that love is the antidote to fear. Fear causes stress, sometimes intense stress, and this places a heavy load on your immune system, which can reduce its ability to deal effectively with the wide variety of infections to which it is exposed as you lead your normal daily lives. Your immune system is individually tailored to suit you, and this is why people who receive organ transplants or who have to undergo invasive treatments for major diseases then require to be on various kinds of medications for the rest of their lives, as their immune systems identify what has been implanted as alien and attempt to disable it. Your immune system is a magnificent self-healing infrastructure that is constantly on the alert for new threats to your well-being, while continually developing new forms of amelioration with which to deal with the ever-changing environments in which you lead your daily lives. As new diseases arise, it is constantly teaching itself new ways to deal with them by disabling and dissolving them when they invade your body, thus allowing healing to occur. Some of you have immune systems that are better able to deal with the coronavirus than others, thus many of you will become infected but will not become sick. Others will experience flu-like symptoms that will drain their energy and require them to take time out to rest and recuperate. And for a few, their immune systems will be unable to disable or discard the virus, and so they will lay down their bodies and return home, where they will receive a most magnificent welcome. So, if you are one of those who loses someone who is near and dear to you, whether from the coronavirus or from any other cause, just remind yourself that they are being extremely well cared for as they adjust delightedly to their homecoming. And for yourself, allow adequate time to grieve your loss. Totally forgive yourself if for any reason you believe that you have hurt or offended them in any way, and know that they have most definitely and most lovingly forgiven you, because there is only love. And they are now absolutely and fully aware of its joy and power as they rest in its most loving embrace. So, throughout these difficult times, keep resetting your intent to be only loving whatever arises. Focus your awareness on the fact that you are well advanced in your awakening process. Doing this empowers you and allows love to flow through you more easily and powerfully, strengthening your immune system, and then out from you to assist and uplift all humans as they engage, knowingly or unknowingly, with the awakening process. Your awakening is a done deal. It is assured, and you will experience it along with the intense joy that accompanies it. As a rather poor analogy, you could think of it as a movie that you very much want to see. You know that the movie has been put on general release, and that now it is just a question of you finding the time and the purpose to go and see it. It's out there. You can see it any time you choose. So, with your awakening, it's out there, awaiting your decision to engage with it. Much that is presently occurring throughout the world is very firmly nudging you toward becoming aware of the need to change your perception of your world view, to become fully aware of the connected interdependence of all your thoughts, words, and actions, and of the need to modify or totally change certain beliefs and behaviors that no longer serve you and with which you have self-identified for much of your life. within the illusion, dream, or nightmare that you are experiencing as a human in form, much is occurring that needs to change. And you, each individual, by changing your perceptions and beliefs from ones of fear to ones of love, are bringing into being those essential changes. Make no mistake, your presence on Earth at this momentous time in humanity's spiritual evolution is most urgently required. You each have a very important role to play in the collective awakening process, a role in which no one else is qualified or able to replace you. Do not be alarmed by that thought, because each of you has within you all that you need to perform and complete your tasks. Some of them may be practical physical actions in service to others. Some may be just being yourselves by letting drop the masks that you have become accustomed to wearing when you are not completely alone. When you allow yourselves to be yourselves, thus allowing others to see you as the person you really are, kind, compassionate, loving, it encourages and persuades them to do the same. When you all start to show yourselves as you truly are, instead of presenting yourselves behind masks that limit the ability of others to recognize you because of your fear of being thought of as not good enough, less competent, or even unacceptable, then major shifts in humanity's collective awareness of what it means to be human will occur very rapidly indeed. Your self-trust, expressed and demonstrated through your self-disclosure, will help others to find the necessary courage to do likewise. And as that happens, you will start to recognize the awakening occurring all around you. Your collective awakening is happening right now. So do not be distracted by worldly events that are being reported in ways that encourage fear. Now is the moment to engage fully with love, with your true nature, and see all others as love, even if their actions or behaviors in the moment do not demonstrate that. By demonstrating love in action, and by choosing to see it in others, and nothing else, you most positively affect and accelerate the awakening process. Do not wait for others to do it first. That only acts as a drag on the process. Trust Mother, Father, God, Source, Jesus, those in the spiritual realms to whom you pray, and your spiritual support team, and everyone with whom you interact, because all are one, and therefore you, and we, are bringing this wonderful moment into full bloom. With so very much love, Saul.